Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Cuellar. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Astros. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grote out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buchek moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Buček scores. Swoboda goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Mets. Jerry Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball towards center. Wynn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wynn. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. Jones moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Barry Latman now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Davis reaches second base with a double. Charles moves to third. Jerry Buček is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buček is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buček hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Charles tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards first. Brandt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Lynn's now playing third base. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bucek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool juggles the ball. That's an error on Cranepool. Mathews moves to second. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisher strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Jones reaches second base with a double. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brandt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Adlesh now catching. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Bucek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bucek strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bucek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Mets. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Astros 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Grote scores. It's 8-4, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.